Okay, today, brothers, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Baba Kama. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. Shar Mazik Rishus HaNizik Ketzad. When a shar does damage in Rishus HaNizik, where we said you have to pay Nezik Shalem, what's the example? So, Nogach, Nogaf, Noshach, Ravat, Ba'at, Rishus Rabim. If the animal does things with Kavanasa Lahazik in a Rishus Rabim, so that's Tam. That's Mishalem Chatzin Nezik. You only pay Chatzin Nezik. But Rishus HaNizik, if it does those very same things in the Rishus HaNizik, Rabbi Tafram Nezik Shalem, Vichamram. So that's the question. Keren Berushos HaNizik is a Machlokas Tanoim, where Rabbi Tarfon says the owner of the animal pays the full Nezek, and the Chum say that it pays only Chatzi Nezek because it's still considered to be a Tam. Amar Lem Rabbi Tarfon, so Rabbi Tarfon says to the Chum, Ma B'mokom Shehikel Al Shein V'Al Regel Berushos Rabim Shu Potter. If in, by Shein and Regel, where the owner of the animal is Potter in Berushos Rabim, so Hichmi Alem Berushos Nezek L'Shalim Nezek Shalim, you would have to pay Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaNizik. Meaning if your animal trespasses into someone's property and does Shein or Regel, you pay Nezek Shalim, even though in Rishus Ram wouldn't pay anything. So Makom Shichna Al-Kerem Rishus Ram L'Shalim Chatzi Nezek. So when it comes to Keren, which in Rishus Ram you don't get off scot-free, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek, say Eino Din Shenachmir Leber Rishus Nezek L'Shalim Nezek Shalim. So I think so, although I would think that all the more so, it would have to pay Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaNizik when it trespasses. So Amrulo, the Chum said back to Rabbi Tarfon, Dayala Babin Adin Lios Kanidon. You're deriving from a Kalvachomer. The rule of a Kalvachomer is that the Kalvachomer is only as strong, can only teach us a din that's as chomer as the din that you're learning from. So you're learning from a chiyuv of Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, so you cannot learn from there a din of Nezek Sholem in Rishus HaNizek. Ma Rishus Ram Chatzi Nezek, Av Rishus Nezek Chatzi Nezek. Since the linchpin of the Limud is that it pays Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, it can only teach as much as Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaNizek. So Amalam Rabbi Tarfon said, back to them, Anilo Adun Karen Mi Karen. The linchpin of the Limud is not the fact that Karen pays Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaRabim, Ani Adun Karen Mi Regel. The linchpin of this Limud is that is Regel paying Nezek Sholem in Rishus HaNizek. Makom Sheikel El Shein V'El Regel Rishus HaRabim. If we're so Mekel on Shein and Regel that it doesn't have to pay anything in Rishus Rabim, and yet Hichmir b'Keren, Keren is more chamer in Rishus Rabim. So Makom Shichmir al Shein v'al Regel b'Rishus HaNizik. And Adin Shenachmir b'Keren. So Shein and Regel, which pay Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaNizik, all the more so Keren should be more chamer than Shein v'Regel. Amrulo, and the Chama say back, no, Dayo l'Bamin Adin Lios Kanidon. That's still a limitation on the Kal v'Chomer. It can't be more chamer than what you learn it from. Meaning it's still based at it may not be the linchpin, but one of the details of that Kal v'Chomer, and one of the critical points of that Kal v'Chomer is that Keren pays Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaRabim. So Mabar Rishus Ram Chatzi Nezek, since that's a focal point or a critical element of the Kal v'Chomer, Zav Rishus Nezek Chatzi Nezek. We can only learn Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaNizek from there. We cannot learn Nezek Shalem in Rishus HaNizek from there. Now Mishnah tells us, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, Adam Muad Liolam. A person is always considered to be a Muad, which means Bein Shogig, Bein Mezid, whether he does the damage b'shogig, whether he does it b'mezid, bein er, bein yashin, whether he damages while he's awake, whether he damages while he's sleeping, he's always going to be responsible for anything that he does. Tosos quotes if you have a situation from Yerushalmi, I think, that if you have a situation where a person goes to sleep, and then after he goes to sleep, someone puts a vessel next to him, and he's already sleeping, so then he's going to be pater. If it's like an ones gomor, it's something that's way beyond his control. I can't control what you're going to put next to me when I'm sleeping. Meaning, if I go to sleep and I just didn't look around the surrounding area, and then I roll over and I break something that was there the whole time, yeah, so that's Bein Er Bein Yashin. But if I did look around the surrounding area and nothing was there, and then you put something there after I fell asleep, that I might be potter from. Simeas Ein Chaver, if someone blinded someone else's eye, v'shibras kelim, or he broke kelim, shalim nezek shalim, he's going to pay nezek shalim, because that's the halacha that an adam is more liolam, and he's always going to pay nezek shalim, even if he did it b'shogig. However, when it comes to tsar ripui shavus and boshes, that you're only going to pay if you did bemezid. But as far as just the nezek payment, the Bar Tanura points out that you're going to pay even if you did it b'shogig. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we said that if a shor damages in rishus and nezek, that means it, you know, with keren, by doing something with kavanasa lahazik. So in rishus and nezek, it's a machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and the chum whether it pays nezek shalem or chatzi nezek. And Rabbi Tarfon wanted a taina, it should pay nezek shalim based on the kal v'chomer that shein and regel are potter in Rosh Hashanah and they pay nezek shalim in Rosh Hashanah. So Karen, which is chayiv chatzin nezek in Rosh Hashanah, all the more so should pay nezek shalim in Rosh Hashanah. And the Chama said back to him, that's not a you can't learn from that kal v'chomer to be mechayiv nezek shalim because we have a rule of dayu labamina din lios kanidon that dayu is a limitation on a kal v'chomer that dayu teaches me that if a linchpin or even a critical element of the kal v'chomer is that Karen pays chatzi nezek in Rosh Hashanah, that kal v'chomer cannot yield a result that it's going to pay nezek sholem in Rosh Hashanah. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that an adam is more the olam, so he's always going to have to pay even if he did things b'shogeg, even if he did things when he was sleeping. If he blinds someone else's eye, even b'shogeg, or he breaks someone else's kelim, he's always going to have to pay nezek sholem. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the third parak of Maseches Bava Kamma.